I had one of those moments in 2016, just after I finished the first cycling class I'd ever taken. I was in New York, feeling lost and disconnected, confused about who I was and what I was doing with my life. It was a very uncomfortable place to be, but I didn't know exactly how to shake myself out of it. I left the fitness studio, still feeling that after-workout high. Movement had helped. As I made my way home, something made me stop short. Out of nowhere, I threw my face into my hands and let out a loud laugh. Not a giggle or a chuckle, but a burst of pure, unfiltered joy. After a long period of feeling uncertain about what was to come, I suddenly felt wildly grateful to be alive. Something was happening with my soul and my spirit. I had gone from skipping through the fog of New York City to laughing like a crazy person. Then a rush of energy moved through me. I felt a blue light run from my toes to my fingertips. For the first time in a while, perhaps the first time ever, I could see it clearly. My future. I would be cycling for the rest of my life, and not only that, but I'd be teaching it to others on the world's biggest platform. As I had these thoughts, I didn't even really know what they meant, but they were as clear to me as anything had ever been. I was absolutely certain. By the time I got home, the sensation had faded, but the thoughts had stayed in the back of my head. I could have dismissed them and gone on with my regularly scheduled programming, telling myself that things were good enough, or that what I'd experienced on that walk were fantasies, ignoring the feeling deep down that something had to change. I could have stuck with what felt comfortable and familiar and made sense, but I didn't. Fast forward to 2021. I had become one of Peloton's elite instructors, training millions of people across four countries every day from a bike on a podium. It was a dream job. I didn't get there in one day or even one year. But the moment I had, the vision I had, opened a door and I shoved my foot right into it until little by little, I squeezed my way in. I know what you're thinking. Tunde, easier said than done. Life is hard. There are responsibilities. We can't just drop everything to chase a moment. And that's true, but I want to challenge that thought for a minute and ask, what if that moment isn't just a moment, but a mindset? We are often so trapped by our expectations of ourselves and our lives. Life can be complicated, and to protect ourselves, we assume we know what's to come and look for paths that are wide and clear, well-blazed with trail markers, so we get it right. But in our quest to make things easier, we often unintentionally impose limits. We fail to notice the side roads, the alternate routes, the opportunities to scramble up a rock face over which we might see a big open sky. Knowing what's next keeps you knowing only what you know. Embracing uncertainty empowers you to take risks. The beauty of uncertainty, I've found, is infinite possibility. When I'm teaching a class, I like to say things twice, so writers have a chance to absorb what I'm trying to say. So I have a chance to absorb what I'm trying to say. So here it is again. The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. I hope that's how you feel opening this book. Maybe you came to it because you've taken my class. Maybe your friend gave it to you. Maybe you liked the cover. You don't even have to have heard of me before or clicked into a stationary bike to join in. I will do my best to give you a reason to move forward with me in whatever ways we can. We won't always move forward chronologically or as things happen in the moment. After all, that's not really how stories work. When we sit down with our friends, we don't fill them in on our lives from beginning to end. We get ahead of ourselves and circle back. Echoes of the